This call is being recorded.
Then feel yourself being wrapped around by your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. You can feel yourself inside the Merkaba, as if it were a small scout ship of brilliant colors. And if you don't know, see it as a three-dimensional six-pointed star, and that you're inside of that star. And beginning to rise upward now, up through the roof of your building, wherever you are, high up into the sky, up past the Earth's atmosphere. Turn around and see the Earth falling below you, further and further, and you moving out further and further into the solar system. See the planets passing by as you continue to move out to the sun and move through the sun now as a gateway through the sun out into the galaxy. And now as you're doing so, just as you looked back and saw the Earth way down below, now see the solar system from the point of view of the galactic central sun. See the solar system and begin to witness it as if you were looking at it over time. And see the solar system moving now, as it's moved for the last 26,000 years. And see it revolving. Around the galactic central sun. All of the solar systems in the galaxy revolve around this galactic central sun, and see our solar system moving, revolving, as if you were looking back in time and were able to speed up time in this sense, and see it moving. And as it's moving now, see where it has moved into now, as it moves into that photon belt, that belt of light, that higher level of consciousness that is within this belt of light. And as it moves into this light, feel that light, experience that light moving through the solar system, the entire solar system moving through it, the Earth also, Gaia herself moving through this light that brings high vibrational gamma waves. Just let this experience happen now for you, however it would. Become aware, possibly, of what occurred more than 26,000 years ago, in the last age. And now, as it appears to you now, what you would be experiencing now. Let your guidance move you along here. Let your higher self guide you through this. What would be the experience? What is the experience? Just as it is happening now, in this moment, this moment of forever, feel now and know the light as it moves into your, all of your bodies, not only your physical body, but all of the bodies that you are, imbuing each of those bodies with this light, with this love, with this consciousness. And the higher vibratory frequencies that come about as a result of this. Now, because of moving into this area of light, the waves of energy that have been coming in and will continue to come into this earth are able to now the bodies, the human body could never have withstood these energies prior to moving into this belt of light, but now it can. Feel these waves of energy now coming to the earth, moving through all of the life forms on the planet, wave after wave, and see how the energy affects each individual, and even the plants and the animals. And see how consciousness is increasing across the planet. All across the planet is becoming imbued with this light, these higher gamma rays of energy. Which is therefore then raising the consciousness of all life forms. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back towards your physical body. If you left your Merkaba, come back in your Merkaba, back down towards your physical body. Merge back in with your body and merge your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body back in with you. Always know that your Merkaba is a force field of energy. Whenever you find yourself in a place of low vibration, surround yourself with your Merkaba light vehicle, with this force field. And it will keep you within the higher vibrations. and won't let you succumb to the low vibrations. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you and to be able to share with you in these ways, to be able to come across through many different sources and bring information, for that is what this is all about, this vibrational experience that you are moving into now is all about releasing information, remembering who you are and the creator being that you are. And as this creator being, there are no bounds, there are no limits. You are indeed a limitless being. But you have forgotten. And you have created within you limitations. That you are a limited being. But you are certainly not. And all of the guidance that is coming to you from all of the many different sources that try and attempt to reach to you, and the whispers that you hear within you are all about bringing you the understanding, the awakening process within you, that you are unlimited. That you are God. That you are not a created being, but you are a creator. Know this. Know this as you continue to move forward now. And finding within yourself every moment that you are in to be that perfect moment. Even though there are times of travail, even though there are times of distress, when everything doesn't seem to be exactly as you want it to be, know that even in those moments, they are happening for a reason. They're happening to help you to learn and to remember once again who you are. It is time, my friends, to fully begin to believe in yourselves, to believe in your creative abilities, to believe that everything is happening that is happening within this universe is happening because of you. All of you. And all of us. For as you have heard many times, we are all in this together. Yes, it seems at times that nothing is happening. But that is when you are looking, when you are wanting to see before you believe. But when in reality, it is that you must believe first, and then you shall see. And that is the higher vibration. That is the higher dimensional understandings. Believe it, and you create whatever you want. So within even this three-dimensional illusion that you are still in, you can create within that illusion. You can create. And in that creation, you find yourself moving out of the 3D world and into the higher four and in even the fifth dimension. And there are those periods when all of you have experienced that fifth dimensional vibration, that bliss that goes with the fifth dimension. And you long for that. You may have had it within your dream state. And many of you have then said within that dream state, I want to stay. I don't want to go back. But yet you go back, just as you came here to begin with, volunteered to come here. You left that dream state. You left that perfect state that you were in and came here. Just as in your dream state, you return again and again, knowing that because of the vibrations increasing all across the planet now, and consciousness also increasing, you know that you are moving into these higher vibrations, and that those dream states that you have had, those blissful times of being in the fifth dimension, are becoming more and more prevalent now. That is what this entire ascension process is about, is helping you to have those glimpses here and there, so that you long more and more for not only the glimpses, but the actual full reality of being in those higher dimensions. And as you find yourself in those higher dimensions, you begin more and more to remember that you have been there before. Many of you have had these, what you call deja vu experiences. I've been there, I've done that. And yes, you have. You have all been there. You have all been with us before. And the times are coming now when you will be with us again, and we with you. For there are happenings that are fast approaching now. You can call them announcements, you can call them experiences. But they are coming. They have already happened at the higher levels. We have spoken before of the event has already occurred in the higher vibratory levels, in the higher dimensions. And it is not going to come to the third dimension, but the third dimension, all of you within the third dimension are rising out of that third dimension and coming into the higher vibrations, the higher frequencies, where you will experience and even are experiencing the wonders that come in those higher vibrations. The wonders of no aging, of no illness, of no distress, of no destruction of any kind, only construction. Construction with your mind, with your imagination. And all of your world will be only limited by that imagination, by that thought process within the fifth dimension. Continue to trust in yourselves, my brothers and sisters, for all is at hand now. Continue to believe, and you will more and more continue to see what before where you were not able to. I am Sananda. I leave you now in peace and love and all of the wonder that is coming your way. Mani Padme Uma, Uma, Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you, and we believe Shoshana is standing by. Yes?
Yes.
Very good.
But one moment, please. I received a text saying that they couldn't hear you, so I just want to make sure everyone can hear.
Yeah, this is Moses. The issue was resolved. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Moses. Okay.
Very good. Are we alive and in person here now?
Yes.
Then we are ready for questions, if there are any. We do not have a direct message at this point. Any questions? No questions? Or are you not unmuted?
What type of questions can we ask?
Depends on what type of question you want to ask. You can ask it, and then we tell you if you can ask it or not.
Okay. So my name is Morgan. I have a question just on focusing our missions, on charity work or bring about awareness to causes. What would be like a beneficial place to start in our like focusing our intention and our mission towards helping others?
My goodness, that is such a broad topic here. Where would you start? But then the question becomes, where would you like to start? Where have you been guided to start? And we would even go further than that. You have started a long time ago. This is the more of the end rather than the beginning here. Now, you are speaking of starting in terms of the separate missions here, maybe one that you have been guided toward. And as far as that goes, then you begin wherever you need to begin, wherever it feels that it is right for you. This is where your discernment comes in. Whether you are hearing it right, whether it is coming from your higher self, whether it is coming from some other place within you or even outside of you. It depends on the situation. You would need to be more explicit if you want more explicit guidance here. But in general here, we tell you to listen to your guidance, hear it, and then go and use some discernment here as to whether it is the guidance that you are needing to follow at this point. Okay, Shoshana, you
have
something to add?
Yes, we have something to share.
Yes.
May we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Of course.
We would tell you, as we would tell all beings that wish to pursue a mission, is the same thing that one who serves said, is you are on the mission. What is important here is not to think too much. One thing that human beings do a lot is they think about things rather than doing things. The important thing here is to do, not to think. So to do is simply doing what is in your heart. So an example can be that you are driving down the street and you see a being holding up a sign that says, "I cannot eat today. I do not have money. Please help me." In that moment, your heart recognizes what you wish to do, but most just drive by and do not do what their heart tells them to do. Even a dollar would help this being. So we find in your heart, dear sister, that you wish to do many things, that there are many things going through your mind every day, where to start, what to do, how to begin. But what we would tell you is to not think too much and just do. And as you do, your mission develops right before your very eyes in the moment, and you can do the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing as it comes up. Because what we find in this universe, that when one begins something, another thing shows up, and then another, and then another, and then another. We hope that this makes sense to you, dear sister. Namaste.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you very much.
Very good. Are there any other questions here now?
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I know that you guys don't usually give advice, but I was hoping I could have a perspective. I have one of my son's friends who is wanting to live with us. She doesn't feel safe at home. And things have gotten kind of intense lately for her and her family. And I'm not in a position to take her in at this point. And she might end up in foster care. And it's breaking my heart. So I just wondered if you could give me some advice of how I can help her. Thank you.
Shoshana?
Is this the one called Naila?
Yes.
Namaste, Naila. What we would tell you is that your heart, first of all, we must ask you if we may share.
Of course.
Your heart is very big. Your love and compassion for all beings that cross your path is very big. And you know this. The one that you are speaking of that is in need of protection, you must neutralize the challenge that you are having of whether to take her in or not take her in, because the parents would have to give you permission for this. What we would tell you, and this is so important, what we would tell you is that you must contact her parents and you must ask them if there is something that you can offer them in terms of refuge for this child, as you are hearing only one side of the story. So you must ask the parents to see if they are open to this. If they are not, the next thing to do is talk to a social worker. You must have those where you are and see if they have recommendations for you and for this child. Is this child 16?
No.
Is she younger?
13.
13. Okay, so she cannot be emancipated. But you must ask the parents to give you information on what is going on in the home and get that perspective before you pursue anything. And there is always room for one more if they allow you to have this child in your home. There is always room for one more. It is your thinking that there is not that creates that there is not. Namaste.
We asked you, though, dear sister, did you not say that you were not in a position to take this one in?
No, not at this time.
Yes, that is what we thought we heard here. And if that is the case, then it becomes a more of a situation of do you help or how can you possibly help? And in some cases, there are those times when you are not able to do anything directly, but indirectly you can assist. And that can be, as Shoshana has given, contacting the parents, seeing if there is anything to be helped there. And it is difficult, though, to become involved in this system here. We would not suggest to necessarily become involved in the system with this one, but this one does need protection, does need help here. So this becomes a part of your discernment as to how far to go here to assist with this one. At some point, you can either go for it or not. That has to be your choice here. You say we do not give advice. We do give advice. We just do not plan to do it for you. We will give you direction at times. We will assist you, give guidance here, nudges here and there, but we are not going to tell you how to do it or what to do. That is not for us to do here. Okay?
May we also share another thing for you, dear sister?
Yes, of course.
We have a question for you. Are you thinking this is not your business?
Somehow it's become my business. I even have the mother calling me now. So I guess Spirit wants me to be involved with this. I don't know.
Well, you have choice here because you are in a free will zone. But we would tell you that we find in your mind that you may not want to assist because you believe that maybe this is outside of what you can do. Is this correct?
I'm just not sure what to do, really. I want to assist. Like you guys said, there's two sides to every story, so I guess I'll just try to help both sides and see if they can resolve it.
Yes, and you must lead with your heart each time you speak to the daughter or the mother. You simply lead with your heart. And you must understand that everyone is on their path. And whatever is before them, they have agreed to at some level. And perhaps you have agreed to at some level to assist. So you must watch the development in a neutral way, if that makes sense. Namaste.
Thank you, guys.
Very good. Are there any other further questions here? We are wondering if that one question is going to come up from those who, in your discussion earlier.
The fortune bell. Is that it?
Yes, if it is something you wish to pursue here further, then we can give some more assistance in this. It is somewhat important here.
Yes, please, give us assistance.
There needs to be question. You have to come with question.
Yes, one who serves. This is Melinda.
We knew you would come for this, Melinda.
You've heard what little we kind of really know about the photon belt, and it gets very scientific and everything, and we don't really want to know that part. What we would like to know is, okay, we know that we're experiencing all these symptoms and stuff because of the effects of the photon belt. But is it true that we're going to hit some real big part of the photon belt that will really activate us and we'll have, maybe not the event or many events, or will the first, what does it mean to be in the photon belt and to how does that relate to our experience?
What is happening here is you are moving into this belt of light. And this belt of light is the enabling the process of ascension to occur here in the terms of having it be with your physical bodies ascending and not in the old ways of having to leave your physical body in the death process or in the simply ascending from the physical body and leaving that behind. And because of this moving into this belt of light and this special energy that is there, it is enabling you, all of you here on this planet and even the entire solar system, to be able to experience this rays of consciousness that is going to is occurring and going to occur more continually here as you continue to move into this belt of light. And the belt of light is enabling this ascension process to move forward more rapidly than what it would have before, you see. So everything that is happening as a result of moving into this area of space and this incredible energy that is there and this light that is there for the 26,000 plus year cycle here is enabling for not the end of an age, not the end of a world in this case, but the end of an age here and the beginning of a new golden age because of this. Because of the energy that is there, because of the gamma light that is there to come into your physical bodies and change your DNA structure. Now, does that mean you're going to go through a period of calamities and destruction and all of that? In the past, that would have been the case. That was the timeline that you were moving along. But that timeline has shifted now, as you know, because of all that the galactics especially have been doing to allow you to move through this area of space and not have those particular catastrophes and destruction that would come with it. You are not going to move into that period of darkness that has been spoken of. There may be a little bit, yes, there will certainly be some discomfiture for many across the planet, but many of you will that are resonating to these words and understanding these things now as you continue to move through your own ascension process, you are going to be the ones that are going to take this light, this gamma rays into you, and it is changing your DNA structure. And as it changes your DNA, your information or your remembrances are returning as well, which is enabling you to more fully move into the ascension and be a part of the first wave of ascension. And that is as much as we can give you here. Shoshana, do you wish
to add? We have a small thing to share. What we would like to advise is that each person that wishes to experience more of themselves, to begin to ask before you go to sleep to have the experience of being in the photon belt. We would ask that you ask that so that your imaging will begin to connect in your neurons to see what that is like and to feel what that is like. If you wish to intensify or speed up the experience, you may assist this process by asking in what you call your dream state for information on what this is like. Also, we would advise you that when you meditate, if you do, to ask before you go into a deep meditation to understand and connect with this photon belt that will begin to retool your DNA to reveal to you more information than you've ever thought possible about who you are, what you are, and where you're going. So those are two things that we would advise to do if you wish to intensify and speed up the process. Namaste.
And as Shoshana is saying, Sananda specifically and purposefully took you in this guided meditation that was done here to experience the photon belt and experience what these energies are like, and for you to have your own experience with it, your own knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for you to be able to continue to experience, as Shoshana is saying, in your dream state or your meditative state, to have this continuing experience as you can here, okay? Does this answer your question, dear Sister Melinda?
Yes, it does. I guess I'll accept for the, is there ever a point where we're kind of like in the most extreme point of it and something eventful more happens? Or is, for instance, like when we're in kind of the thick of it or the middle part of it or whatever, is that like the 1,000 years?
Well, know that as you have been moving through this belt of light, you are in it now. You are not in the extreme intensive light yet, but you are moving there. So you are going to experience more and more of these energy waves as they are coming in, and they are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And there will come a point where you will have reached, say, possibly the middle area, you might say, when the energies will become so strong that that will be when the division comes within your timelines. And those that can handle the energy will continue on, and those that cannot will not.
Okay,
we
I guess that's... Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's add something here that we have been given. It is difficult to put this into words. The 1,000 years of peace that is spoken of historically is a metaphor. It is not actually 1,000 years. It is a dimensional shift that could last as long as you are in the dimensional shift. And it can be forever, but it is a third dimensional reference that is a metaphor. Namaste.
Very good.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, my family seems to like to use a lot of metaphors, and so I'm always trying to figure out what is what their metaphors mean. But yeah, thanks for clarifying that the kind of the thick of it, what I call, is kind of when the separation is. I think I'm really, really hoping for the separation, but it's kind of like, well, be aware of what you hope for, because, you know, never know who will be left behind kind of thing. But, yeah, thank you for clarifying that. I do have a better understanding. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any other questions here now before we release John?
Yes, dear brother. This is Lorelei.
Hello. Hello, dear brother and sister Shoshana. So I'm going to ask this for a lot of us who have maybe been through extreme experiences. And, you know, many of us that have come through extreme experiences of pain, abuse, violation, etc., have built our sort of world, if you will, I believe, around the concept that someday we would be able to give back. We could make it through because someday we would actually be able to make a shift for other people in that same arena. And then, but now there's all these energies coming in, and there's all this new, I guess, world arising. And the question is, you know, how much really in a 3D sense is there really for us to do? How will this be accomplished? Is it going to be in the way that we might have imagined? You know, my belief seems to be maybe that if struggle and hardship is a part of it, which has been a part of trying to make it happen for me, by the way, then maybe that's not actually the 5D way. So I'd like to hear a little more about that. Will put us at ease a little and allow us to, I guess, perhaps release some of our sort of stuck idea of how that's going to go, if you will.
First of all, struggle and hardship is not part of the fifth dimension, not part of the higher dimensional experiences. Struggle and hardship is in your third dimensional illusion. And the more that you attempt to make it to the fifth dimension through struggle and hardship, you will not make it. You cannot do that because there needs to be the release of those attachments. And those attachments are anything that holds you back, anything from your past that holds on to you, that keeps you in that same story over and over and over. And not to say that you are needing to forget, but you are needing to let it go. You are needing to move beyond it. You can still hold the memory, but do not let your memory hold you. You see, that is the difference here. And that is very important for you to recognize. You cannot make it into the higher vibrations by moving through the lower dimension or through the lower vibrations. You must raise yourself up out of those low vibrations and embrace a higher vibration whenever you can. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes. Dear sister, may we share our perspective with you?
For sure.
We would tell you that all things that you said are true. All things you said are accurate. So what we would tell you that if you wish to help someone that cannot understand or feel what it is like to use fifth dimensional tools to heal, then you can revert to third dimensional tools. Everyone is on their path. There are people that will not understand what the heck you are talking about when you try to use light, but they will feel it. What we would tell you that you have the perspective and the ability to reach everyone if you wish. But it takes a lot of energy to do that. So there are still people on this planet that will remain as third dimensional beings that wish to traverse the path of trauma, wish to have the experience of trauma, wish to continue the story because that is their path. If you wish to get off that path and not pursue that experience or that level of help that you could give, then you can choose not to. Do you see what we are saying? Everyone is on their path. Now, that does not mean that with your understanding of who you are and what you are capable of doing, that you can use some of these tools that you wish to use on those that cannot experience those tools, if we are making sense. So what we would tell you is that if you reach someone that wishes to have higher consciousness and is ready for that, then you can use your influence in that area. If they are not ready, it does not matter what you tell them or what you use because they are not ready. Does that make sense?
Yes, I totally get it, because I have seemed to think I was hearing that there was no place for three-dimensional tools, but maybe that's not exactly what I've been hearing is by what you say. There is some place for it, but it's discriminating who is ready to try to move to that next place. Is that correct?
Yes, and you can, but you have both perspectives, you see. You have all of those perspectives, so you can bring someone along if they wish to by starting with what we call those third dimensional tools and moving them past that if you wish to do that. We see you in the drum circle, dear sister. We see what you did there, and we see your fifth dimensional perspective is very high and that you can help others rewire themselves to understand what that is. However, on a one-to-one basis, you may have to start a little not in the drum circle, if we make sense.
That does make sense. I thank you so much. It really does provide something. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other further questions? Take one more, and then we need to release channel. No other questions? Then we will be releasing. Shoshana, do you have any final message here? Or not final, but last message?
Yes. We wish to tell all to heed the messages that have been given regarding the photon belt or the belt of light or the bands of light that the Earth is fringing upon right now. You are in the fringes of this, and you may strengthen that and speed that up by doing the things that were suggested in your alternate reality or your dream state or your meditation state, which are all valid states of reality that do not use the third dimensional mind to experience things. That's why it is important to move past the waking state of third dimension and move past that to experience at a higher level the light belt. So we would ask you to take that seriously as you move on the ascension path. Namaste.
And we just finish up here with, as you continue moving into these higher vibrations and find yourself there more and more, embrace it. Embrace the light that is there. Embrace the feelings that you have there. And find that you are more and more wanting to be in those higher vibrations and less in the lower vibrations. And the more that you want to be there, the more that your intention is to be there, then you will be there. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Shanti.